You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. There's a lot to love about Subaru. Just visit SubaruofNewEngland.com.
.com.
Everyone say hi to Kayla from Lynn.
Hey, Kayla.
Hi.
Lynn,
it's me.
Lynn, the city is in.
Never go out the way you came in.
Kayla. That is true.
Kayla, can you please kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck, my friend.
Thank you. You too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you're going to win $100. It's her first game back from a week in Jamaica, so she's been unplugged, so you have a good shot.
I know.
Her record.
That's what I was thinking.
Her record on the big board, 6,239 wins, only 456 losses. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm just as about ready as I'll ever be.
Well, then let's light this candle. Sesame Street just made an appearance at the Grand Ole Opry. Elmo and Abby made their Opry debut and sang backup vocals with Lauren Olena because what can't those Muppets do?
Killed it.
Name the trash-loving character from Sesame Street.
Oscar the Grouch.
And look at you. You're on the board. HBO has finished airing, and just like that, that show is a Sex and the City revival. Who plays Carrie Bradshaw on those shows?
Sarah Jessica Parker.
And question number three. LL Cool J will host the MTV Video Music Awards on September 7th. What does LL Cool J stand for?
Looking, love, cool, John.
Looking, love, cool, John.
I like it.
He should change it.
I like that.
Question number four. Morgan Wallen walked out with Kid Rock for one of his Cleveland shows this past weekend. Can you name the Post Malone song that Morgan Wallen featured on that spent 62 weeks on the Billboard Hot 100?
I think I had some help.
And question number five, don't overthink it. Sean Kingston was sentenced to 3.5 years in prison for a wire fraud scheme. Sean Kingston's debut single came out in 2007 and became the number one song in America. And it's still his biggest hit to date. What is the name of that song?
Beautiful Girls? I believe that's what it's called.
All right,
let's get my head.
Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
There it is.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Hello, hello, hello.
Kayla from Lynn, who's heading to work, she got 4 out of 5 correct.
Woo! All right, friend. I see you.
Coming for your
that
neck.
That is the last time.
Coming for you on your first day back.
That's all right. I'll take it.
Question number one, Kennedy. Sesame Street just made an appearance at the Grand Ole Opry, and Elmo and Abby made their Opry debut singing backup vocals for Lauren Olena. Name the trash-loving character from Sesame Street.
Oscar the Grouch.
1-1. HBO just finished airing And Just Like That, which is a revival of Sex and the City. Who plays Carrie Bradshaw on those shows?
Sarah Jessica Parker.
That is correct. 2-2. LL Cool J will host the MTV Video Music Awards September 7th. What does LL Cool J stand for?
Ladies love Cool James.
That is correct. Though I like Kayla's
better.
Oh, I was
so close.
What did she say?
I was so close.
What was yours, Kayla?
I was looking love Cool John.
Yeah, 2 out of 4. Yeah, she was halfway
there.
I know.
3-2 for Kennedy. Question number 4. Morgan Wallen walked out with Kid Rock for one of his Cleveland shows this past weekend. Name the Post Malone song that Morgan featured on that spent 62 weeks on the Billboard Hot 100.
I had some help.
It's a little delayed ding there. But you certainly did. 4-3. Sean Kingston was sentenced to 3.5 years in prison for a wire fraud scheme. His debut single in 2007 became the number one song in America and is still his biggest hit to this day.
What's his name again?
Sean Kingston.
Sean Kingston. Is it Beautiful Girls?
I don't know. Is it?
I don't know. Is it?
It sure is.
Beautiful girl.
5-4. Kennedy gets the dub. She's not rusty on her first day back.
You did really well, though.
I was so close.
You were so close.
So, Kayla, unfortunately...
Oh, that look and love.
I'm sorry.
Thwarted by LL Cool J once again.
How dare he? Well, now you'll never forget it.
All the time.
Well, Kayla, unfortunately, we cannot give you the $100, but you are fun to hang out with, and we appreciate you calling in.
Oh, thank you. Oh, my name is Kayla, and I cannot be Kennedy.
I didn't even have to ask. You want it.
Sure, you knew.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, sponsored by Subaru. There's a lot to love about a brand new Subaru. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hello to Lydia from Woosta.
Hi, Lydia.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
What are you up to today?
I'm on my way to work right now.
Yeah, we're already here. It's not that fun.
Oh, yeah.
Lydia, can you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you are going to win $100 money dollars today, which is the best kind of dollars. Are you ready?
Perfect. Yes.
Awesome. Question number 1. Ian McKellen says both Frodo and Gandalf will return in the upcoming movie, The Lord of the Rings, The Hunt for Gollum. In The Lord of the Rings, what does Gollum call the ring?
My precious.
Question number 2. PETA's latest target is Mario Kart. They want Nintendo to remove Moo Moo Cow's nose ring because they believe it is a sign of animal abuse. Nintendo has not responded.
Oh.
What does PETA stand for?
PETA. I have no idea.
Question number 3. 11 years ago today in 2014, Taylor Swift released Shake It Off, and the video now has 3.5 billion views because she's a little popular. I don't know if you heard of her.
Yeah, she is.
And you finished this lyric to Shake It Off.
But I keep cruising, can't stop, won't stop moving. It's like I got this music in my mind. Say it.
It's gonna be all right. Ooh, ooh, because the player's gonna play, but... Is that enough?
Yeah, you can do the whole song if you want. We're here till 10.
I almost definitely sang it, too. I'm so happy I didn't.
All right, question number 4. Today in 1986, Bon Jovi released their third album, Slippery When Wet, featuring Wanted Dead or Alive and Living on a Prayer. What are the names of the working class couple that Bon Jovi sings about in Living on a Prayer?
Oh, Tommy, who used to work on the dock.
He sure did.
Gina works the diner all day.
She brings home her pay for love. And question number five, Sesame Street just made an appearance at the Grand Ole Opry, and Elmo and Abby made their Grand Ole Opry debut singing backup for Lauren Elena, because what can't Elmo do? On Sesame Street, is Big Bird 6 feet tall, 7 feet tall, or 8 feet tall? How tall is Big Bird?
I'm going to say 7 feet tall.
We ask the hard-hitting questions around here.
Yeah.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
We're brain busters around here.
Lydia, you said you're on your way to work. What do you do?
I work at a bakery.
Oh, that's awesome. Are you a baker?
Yeah. No, not really. I just work there. I manage a bakery,
gotcha.
I guess.
Love it.
What's the name of your bakery? You want to shout them out?
It's Gerardo's in Shrewsbury. And West Boylston.
That's where I go for all of my baking needs in the Shrewsbury area.
Oh, awesome.
Welcome back, Kennedy.
Hi, how'd we do?
Lydia from Worcester, who manages a bakery.
Ooh.
She got 4 out of 5 correct. No, 3 out of 5.
Three out of five.
Three, sorry,
yes.
I liked you so much, I almost gave you an extra
one.
We
all got carbs on the brain, so.
Are you ready, Kennedy?
Yeah.
Question one. Ian McKellen says both Frodo and Gandalf will return in the upcoming movie, The Lord of the Rings, The Hunt for Gollum. What does Gollum call the ring?
My precious.
My precious. Filthy hobbitses. 1-1. PETA's latest target is Mario Kart. They want Nintendo to remove Moo Moo Cow's nose ring because they believe it's a sign of animal abuse. So, cows can race cars, but they can't have alternative looks. Nintendo hasn't responded. What does PETA stand for?
People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
That is correct. 2-1.
Mm-hmm.
11 years ago today in 2014, Taylor Swift released Shake It Off, and the video now has 3.5 billion views on YouTube.
Yeah, it does.
Can you finish the lyric, Kennedy?
But I keep cruising. Can't stop, won't stop moving. It's like I got this music in my mind. Singing.
It's gonna be all right.
That is correct. 3-2. Question number four. Today in 1986, Bon Jovi released their third album, Slippery When Wet, featuring Wanted Dead or Alive and Living on a Prayer.
Bangers.
What are the names of the working class couple Living on the Prayer is about?
Tina and Tommy. Tony?
Gina and Tommy.
Gina, dang.
Oh, we're gonna pull your 80s card.
Yep, pull it right away.
3-3, going into question number five.
Oh, baby.
Sesame Street just made an appearance at the Grand Ole Opry, and Elmo and Abby made their Opry debut. On Sesame Street is Big Bird, 6 feet tall, 7 feet tall, or 8 feet tall? Big Bird is 8'2",
in case anyone
was curious. We measure them ourselves. 3-3. Kennedy, you eke out a tie.
Oh, wow. I thought I lost. Wow, that is fantastic.
Okay, it's a Monday. We're all re-entering.
Good job, Lydia. Good job.
Lydia,
thank you. You too.
Unfortunately, we can't give you the $100, but we do have a very cool prize for you.
Oh.
Yeah, you are going. You want a pair of tickets to see Maroon 5 November 22nd at the TD Garden. Plus a merch pack and their new album, Love Is Like, on vinyl. We're just giving you all the Maroon 5 goodies. For tickets, visit Ticketmaster.com. So enjoy that. That'll be a fun show.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
What do you want to say to our girl, Kennedy, before we get out of here?
I'm Lydia from Worcester, and I can't beat Kennedy.
All right. Well, go manage that bakery. The people need you.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down. You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no. Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, sponsored by Subaru. There's a lot to love about Subaru. Just visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hello to Ellen from Hudson, New Hampshire.
Hi, Ellen.
Hi, good morning.
So Ellen is from Hudson, New Hampshire, but it says in my notes she's driving to Connecticut for work. That
Holy
can't be
cats.
Right. You don't have a two-state commute.
No. I have a meeting down there, and I had some free time, so I called in.
Okay.
We appreciate that. Well, can you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure. Good luck.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, we're going to give you $100. Her record on the big board, 6,241 wins, only 456 losses. Are you ready?
Yes.
Hayden Christensen and his daughter got interrupted by a jet during their duet of Take Me Out to the Ball Game at Wrigley Field. In the lyrics to Take Me Out to the Ball Game, what does the singer ask to buy?
Peanuts and Cracker Jack.
Question number two, Andy Samberg turns 47 today. He starred as Jake Peralta on which hit sitcom for 8 seasons?
I have no idea.
All right, question number three. Logan Paul got married in Italy with his brother Jake as his best man. What is the name of the hugely popular drink brand Logan Paul owns with another influential influencer named KSI? Influential influencer. That didn't
matter. Like those energy drinks.
Every 12-year-old walking around down the street has one in their hand.
I know. I'm totally blanking. I'm not sure.
All right. And question number four. Sophie Turner says she broke up a famous couple simply by waving to the guy. She didn't say who it was, but people online think it was Evan Peters and Emma Roberts. And if a wave can break up your relationship, you guys were tap dancing out that ice already.
They had a dicey relationship. Yeah.
She's known for her role in Game of Thrones. What was Sophie Turner's character's name in Game of Thrones?
Oh, I've never seen that show. I'm sorry, I don't know.
It's okay, you don't have to apologize.
Okay.
Question five. Quentin Tarantino's favorite of his films is Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, but he thinks Inglourious Basterds is his best movie. There's also still no word on what his 10th and final film will be. Which Tarantino film served as his directorial debut?
Oh, geez.
Yeah, you didn't get the other ones. This would be a hell of a
poll
from
you. I was going to say this is going to be tight.
I'm ready to go back to the Logan Paul one, but something in Hollywood? I'm just blanking. I'm not sure.
Okay. Deep breaths, Ellen. We're going to get through this together. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
So you're driving all the way to Connecticut for work. What do you do?
I'm a product manager for a technology company.
All right. Cool. I don't know what that means, so I have no follow-up questions. Welcome back, Kennedy.
That's okay.
Hi.
Ellen from Hudson, New Hampshire. She got 1 out of 5 correct. Suge! Are you ready, Kennedy?
I'm ready.
Hayden Christensen and his daughter got interrupted by a jet during their duet of Take Me Out to the Ball Game at Wrigley Field. In the lyrics to Take Me Out to the Ball Game, what does the singer ask for?
Peanuts and Cracker Jacks?
That is correct. 1-1. Question 2. Andy Samberg turns 47 today. He starred as Jake Peralta on which hit sitcom for 8 seasons?
Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Nine-Nine? That is correct. 2-1. It is a good show. Question 3. Logan Paul got married in Italy with his brother Jake as his best man. What is the name of the hugely popular drink band Logan Paul owns with another influencer?
Prime.
That is correct. Prime Energy or Prime Sports Drink. There's a bunch. 3-1. Question number 4. Sophie Turner says she broke up a famous couple simply by waving to the guy.
Girl.
The Power.
Girl.
She didn't say who it was, but people online think it was Evan Peters and Emma Roberts.
Girl.
Because the internet
called
always...
insecurity.
Girl. Do you think she's making that up?
Listen, I don't doubt any woman's power, but to say that I waved at someone and he left his lady to come with me, first and foremost, do you want to be that woman? Second of all, do you want that man who leaves his woman for you? I have a lot to talk about here.
Kennedy, no. You never shattered a relationship by a wink and a nod?
A wink and a nod? No. I'm sure I shattered it for other reasons.
I like how she left it at that. A wink and a nod? No.
No.
All right. I forgot to ask the question because we got caught up with that.
Sorry.
Sophie Turner is known for her role in Game of Thrones. What is her character's name?
Oh. Sansa Stark.
That is correct. 4-1. Question number 5. Quentin Tarantino's favorite of his films is Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, but he thinks Inglourious Basterds is his best work. Mm. There's still no word on what his 10th and final film will be because he says he's going to quit after 10.
That's what he says, yeah.
Which Tarantino film served as his directorial debut?
Reservoir Dogs?
Oh, that was weird.
Hey, you and...
That is correct.
Woohoo!
Ding! There we go. 5-1. Watch it the other day. Still holds up.
Still.
5-1. Kennedy, you get the win. You didn't have to do Ellen from Hudson like that. She'll be thinking about it the rest of her long drive to Connecticut.
Sorry.
And long drive to go, yes. All good, all good.
She'll never drive safely.
Well, Ellen, unfortunately,
I'm never going to call it again.
We cannot give you the money, but we do appreciate that. You calling.
No worries.
Is there anything you want to say to Kennedy before we get out of here?
My name is Ellen. I'm from Hudson, New Hampshire, and I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, And you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.